Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hi, welcome back to Shed Talk. I got a good host. I'm going to have a good person that actually came in here. A good guest. His name is Caleb. Caleb, welcome. Caleb's here to tell us about his business that he owns. How you doing, Caleb?
I'm good. Thank you for having me today, Sean.
That's good. That's good, man. You know, it's an opportunity, and it's great to actually be able to have a conversation with an individual that is a business owner and is very successful at what they are doing, and they enjoy what they do.
Yes, yes.
So let me ask you this question. What actually inspired you to start a business? And even though, you know, what inspired you to start a business? And how did you choose this industry that you're in?
So when we were younger, it was me and my best friend. We actually started it together. We were going to parties, and the DJs just, you know, they were older. They weren't playing what we wanted to hear. So we ended up buying some equipment together, just started messing around in the basement with the equipment, and then we're like, how about we throw our own parties? Started from there, and as we started growing, we started doing gigs, but then we ended up starting to stray apart. His taste wasn't the same as my taste. So we ended up going our separate ways, I think right at high school, and then I took it and made my business. You know, income taxes came, and you spend it on, some people just take it, they just want to spend it quick. I would rather invest in myself so I can continue to make money than just drop that money somewhere else and just not have any kickback from it. So that's where my business was created.
Right. Now, that sounds like, you know, sound like you definitely had a plan. My question for you is, like, at first, when you first got into it, what were some of the biggest challenges that you had to deal with in the early stages?
So there was you hear remarks like, oh, you really DJ? Oh, where's your partner? Or, oh, I thought that was his company. You get that kickback. Okay. One of the biggest things that I've learned personally that I tell everybody that tries to start a business, your hometown is not going to be your biggest support system. That's one. That was a hard pill to swallow. Your biggest support system is going to be people from everywhere else, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, Ohio. I've been to so many different places that's where my support's coming from. They're booking me for weddings. Oh, my brother's getting married. Oh, my sister's getting married. Or vice versa. We're having a birthday party. There's been some weddings I haven't been invited. Hey, you know, you did a great job. We're going down to the wine cellar. You come down and join us to even chill with the couple or my clients after the fact of the event.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, that is the transition that you had to go through and the things you had to face. That is that's a lot, man. So, you know, for a second, I need you to walk us through your routine and how you get set up with your business on it. Like, what's it like? If I was like a bug on your shoulder, what is the daily process that you go through to getting setting up?
So daily, my biggest thing is, okay, every day music is evolving. You want to keep up with it. You don't want to be that DJ still playing 90s music in 2025. Yes, it's good. You know, you can mix it in because TikTok is a big thing. But my biggest thing is every day I want to always look at music, make sure I'm getting it. Content, posting on social media. You want to make sure, okay, I'm hitting this crowd. Always want to make sure your equipment's right. Yesterday, had to repair one of my subwoofers. It was dented, making sure your equipment still works. Practice makes perfect. You don't want to get complacent. And I found myself getting complacent before. And talked to my mentor. He said, man, you need to practice every day. You know this will come to you. And he actually made me a better DJ than what I was.
Okay, so you're saying that, so you actually practice, like if like a basketball player will go outside and shoot around hoops. You set up all your DJ equipment, as if you're at a live event and you practice. Is this correct?
Yes, I actually, so I have three controllers. I keep one set up at the house, mm-hmm. and then my other two, basically what I do is I want to swap them. So I'll keep one set up, use that for about a month, swap to the next controller, use that for about a month, use the next controller. So you always know how your equipment works. They all work differently. It's like a car. This car might run smooth. This one might run a little rougher. This one might have different components as you get in. So that's how I do it and make sure I'm practicing on all the equipment to make sure you never get rusty.
Okay, that's awesome, man. So, you know, another question that we have for you, what is one, so since in your business, what is one of the proudest moments that you can look back and reflect on?
I would say headlining PBR Pittsburgh. It was a nightclub that when I first started, I was thrown in. It was like I was thrown to fire because I wasn't even working over there. I was actually in the restaurant part. And the boss came. He's like, hey, you know, we don't have a DJ tonight. Can you step in? Didn't know there was a format. I didn't know anything about how the club ran. So I ran it like I would throw a party. The dance floor was packed. It was crazy. But that led to the next day I get a call from corporate. Hey, you know, don't ever do that again. This is this type of club. Da 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 da. You know, you're never allowed over there again. And then that's when my mentor stepped in. And he ended up, you know, he was the manager. He ended up getting the manager position. He said, man, I see potential in you. You know how to DJ. We're just going to work. We're going to work to get you back over there. And he worked. When I tell you, he actually worked. He put all his faith in me, put me over there. And it was great years. I have people still reaching out to me. Hey, when you coming back? You DJing this week? You know, it takes one person to believe in you.
Okay. Yeah. I hear that. So let me ask you this question right here. Now, we all know that social media is a real big factor that takes part in our daily lives. How has social media impacted your business?
So social media is huge. I have couples reach out to me. Hey, you know, we want you to do our wedding. There's different groups you can join. Like I'm part of the Pittsburgh wedding group. I'm part of a group up here in Maryland. You just, you know, you show your product. Like, this is what I can do. But not only can you just go on my page and, okay, you did this, you did this, you did this mix, you can also go to TikTok. TikTok is huge. We all saw what happened when TikTok went down for a day.
Yes, yes.
People freaked out. So TikTok is a huge platform where you can show yourself. Yeah, you might get a couple of views, but those couple of views I've got bookings off of. Like, I just got a booking off of it, I want to say last month.
Oh, congratulations, man. Congratulations. Thank you. That's always good to hear.
Thank you, Chris.
So let me ask you this right here. We know you want, we covered over here with social media and how it impacts on with the company and, you know, as far as in different platforms. Let's take a step back. How do you balance the demand of your field and your everyday life? How do you balance the two?
So that's a good question. Being a new dad, you have to learn to balance work life with your personal life. You can't,
congratulations on that, being a new
father. Thank you. You can't do as much as you used to do. Like, just like I said, my one friend, he's not only a good friend of mine, he's my mentor. And he DJs different clubs, pirate games. He's like, hey, you know, come check me out. But then you have to decide, like, coming in at 2 o'clock isn't the same like it was before you had a child.
Right.
Coming in 2 o'clock, he's waking up, you got to put him back down. So you have to find that balance. Talk to your partner. Hey, do you mind if I go out this day? You know, I'll take the baby this time. And you have to come to that agreement because it takes two.
That's good. So obviously you have repeat customers that contact you. How do you foster and maintain a strong relationship with your customers and your base?
So that's a good question. One thing that I do is when my couples reach out to me, I'm no longer, you know, I'm not just going to do your wedding, talk to you the week before. You have my number. I tell them, you can contact me at any time. I always have my phone on me. And if I don't get back to you right then and there, I'm going to text you when I'm free, you know, and that gives you that relationship because versus, you know, talking to a DJ once or, hey, you know, I can talk to this DJ every day up to my wedding if I want to. That builds that bond. Hey, you know, we switched this last minute. I'm very flexible. I tell couples and I'll even bounce ideas off them. Hey, we don't know what to do for this. Well, you know, I did this before. I feel like this would be a great idea. Like, for example, this is a Pittsburgh thing. A lot of people, the money dance, the bridal dance. Everybody used to love to do it after, like near the end. I always advise my couples, hey, do it right before the dance floor starts. Because if you do that, you still have your older crowd. They're not running because the music's too loud. And you're getting the most benefit for you. You're making that most money. Everybody's having fun. That gives the older people a chance to have fun before it gets crazy. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. That makes a lot of sense. Now, let me ask you this question. You don't got, you know, tell us all your tricks of the trade, but what resources do you direct to help you stay in tune exactly what's going on? What's the next move for your business?
So, just like I said, one big resource, I'm going to actually shout his name out, DJ Ryan Wilson. Okay. Any question I ever have, I reach out to him. Hey, you know, how would you do this? Or would you do this with your moves? Always never steers me wrong. Never, hey, I don't have time to talk to you. Always has a moment to give me his advice. Like, it's never a shy eye. And he's been in the game for a while. And then he has people that he can bounce off of. And he'll tell you, if I don't know the answer, I know somebody that does know the answer. And that's I'll good. Get back that's, to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, and that's really good to have that kind of resource now. You know, so let me ask you this, because, I mean, you know, in a perfect world, you know, we would like to have 100% in the mood all the time. So what do you use to motivate you, besides your baby, to keep you motivated through the tough times with DJing?
So there was actually a time where I was going to give up DJing. It was a couple years ago. I did an event. My equipment got damaged. Oh. I couldn't get any help from legal. It was just a mess. So that was a big dark spot in my life. And once I sat back and realized, you know, get yourself together. Get your stuff together. Contracts. Make sure you're doing everything to protect yourself. In those dark times, you just got to call back on why you started it. It's a love of music. I tell my couples all the time, I don't do this, couples and my clients, I don't do this for the money. I do this for the love of it, you know. I love music, always listen to music, always trying something new. And that's the biggest thing.
Okay.
Remember why you started.
Okay. So, you know, as you're talking about, whenever it gets down to the you getting out there and you're interacting with the different, I guess you say, customers, have you found it difficult in order to balance the music in between going to, like, you go from country, you go to hip hop and R&B, or is there a game plan that you have before this?
So it's beating a dead horse here. Just like I said, when I did PBR, again, Ryan put me in an element where people see you as a hip hop DJ. So how can we change that narrative for you? So I'm going to challenge you. I want you to play this song or this genre and try to blend it with this genre. So me working that nightclub has made me an overall better DJ. People look at me, oh, you just play hip hop. No, I can do everything. I do country. I can do hip hop. I can do R&B. I can do house music. I've been given so many platforms to where I can even showcase that. I do radio mixes every month. I do a R&B and a hip hop mix every month on Mix Squad Nation. It's on Mix Cloud, and then it also broadcasts down in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on the radio. Also, that has gave me like a platform for Crate Gang Radio, which I did an EDM mix on there. So it gives you that platform to show that I'm not a one genre DJ. I'm not a one dimensional person.
Right.
You're booking me. You're booking somebody that can blend okay, this crowd has, you know, my, this side of the family's country, this side of the family's hip hop. Can you make us come together? I can do that easy.
Right. That sounds, you know, that sounds like, you know, you got different challenges that have risen and you have handled them properly. A couple more questions for you. As far as in, what mistakes have you made that turned out to be a viable lesson for you?
So just my equipment got damaged. I didn't have, it was, I had a contract, but it was a last minute gig, you know. I was like, okay, quick money, you know, you don't have to sign a contract.
Right.
Never again will I not make somebody sign a contract. You be booking me for an hour. Everybody has to sign a contract. Because that contract not only solidifies if something happens, you're responsible, but it protects you as a person. Because you can do a gig, not have a contract. Oh, we're not paying you. And you can't do anything because you didn't have that concrete contract signed. So over time, it was a blessing. Because now, you know, okay, now I do a contract. Now I do a down deposit. So you cancel, that down deposit is non-refundable. Right. I try to, and this isn't a secret. I tell all the people trying to come into the trade of DJing, hey, you know, make sure you have a contract, make sure you do this, because I would rather somebody benefit from it before something happens, like I had to.
Right. Okay. So. Okay, that's something. That's definitely something. Now, let me ask you this question right here. What advice would you give to anybody out there that is interested in coming into the industry?
You're going to hear no a lot. You're going to hear no. You're going to have people try to lowball you. Know the worth of your talent. Practice. Don't just say, hey, you know, I'm going to go to this club or I'm going to go do this party and not practice it. I've seen DJs take gigs and never play that genre of music. And is on the internet, hey, you know, what country music can I play for this? What country music can I? No, make sure you're comfortable with it.
Right.
You don't know it all. Make sure you surround yourself with a network of people that are there to help you. I am in some of the best DJs around the country. You know, we're in a group. You know, we can bounce ideas off of each other. We're actually just starting up. We're going to start doing group Zoom calls to make sure, hey, you know, let's talk about this topic this week, you know, next month, let's talk about this topic. Because just like I said, everybody doesn't know everything. So if I have somebody that I can bounce off of, talk to, they might feel it, you know, this way. Always network, always be willing to learn. Oh, and don't be scared to reach out. Like if you see a DJ, message them. Hey, you know, I like the way you do this, or hey, what's that equipment, or what can be a starter? I have friends that reach out to me. Hey, you know, what kind of speaker should I get? I reach out to people. Hey, what do you think about this equipment? Do you think it would be beneficial? And weigh it. You know, if I buy this, can I pay it off doing this many gigs? So
that's a lot. That's a lot of good, useful information there, Caleb. You know, I got one more question here for you. As far as in your industry goes, what do you foresee in the near future of changes that may come to DJing? Do you see anything out there that may start to come into a trend?
There's a lot of online DJs. TikTok, as I scroll, you see so many DJs starting out, so many DJs getting on.
So you think it might be like live streaming? You think it may be at that point?
A lot of people are live streaming, you know. They're doing their sets. Hey, you know, you got a request, this and that. Live streaming is becoming a big thing. A lot of people saying the club culture is dying. It's not dying. You have to have DJs being willing to bring it back. Like I said, when I go to PBR, you're not getting that country vibe. You're going to get a little bit of everything, and it makes it fun. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's awesome, man. That is really awesome, Caleb. I mean, you gave us a lot of information here today. And one more last question. How can our viewers and listeners get a hold of you?
So you can reach me on my Instagram. It's Kirkland, KIRKLAND 1544. My TikTok is Caleb, C-A-L-E-B, 1544. Or even you can reach me at my DJ page, which is DJ Kirk, K-I-R-K, Alert, A-L-E-R-T, on Facebook. You can see all my content and all different events that I've done.
Awesome. Hey, Caleb, we appreciate you, and I thank you for taking this time with us to talk to us and tell us about DJing and giving us a behind-the-scenes kind of look. This is Sean, and this is Shed Talk. Y'all have a good one.
Have a good one. Thank you for having me, Sean.
You too.